May is Motorcycle Safety and Awareness Month, as declared by the Motorcyclists' Confederation of Canada. I took little notice of that fact until May 23, 2024. That day, my younger sister Marianne Sharp's life was cut short at 60 years old while she was enjoying her first ride of the year on her Harley-Davidson. Marianne was a very safe rider. At about 5 feet 4 inches tall and not much more than 110 pounds, she had to be. She was riding back home when the driver of a Toyota Tundra carelessly entered the intersection. The two vehicles collided, and Marianne died at the scene. My sister had the right-of-way at the two-way stop. 2 weeks later, Amy Serla, one of Marianne's friends, gathered about 135 fellow riders and their supporters at Claire's Harley-Davidson in Niagara-on-the-Lake to begin a memorial ride. Not a motorcyclist myself, I decided I wanted to take part in the event. Kindly, an old friend from high school, Nick Kowalenko, offered to allow me to ride with him, while my colleague Sharon Burns stepped up to take my wife Mishka along. Two of my other three sisters also hopped on the back of friends' bikes. Mike Balsam riding with friend Nick Kowalenko during last year's Marianne Sharp Memorial Ride. Supplied, it was a powerful, touching, and beautiful tribute to Marianne and a show of love and support for her three daughters, Carly, Allie and Stephanie, and her grandchildren Silas, Bronson, Wesley, and Wren. To know my sister was loved by so many that they would spend 8 hours of their day paying tribute to her made our hearts glow. More than that, though, it was an eye-opening experience for me. First, there was the noise. A constant, thunderous roar that announced we were coming long before we were in sight of pedestrians and motorists. Experienced marshals rode ahead to delay cars at intersections so the long chain of bikers could pass through without breaking apart. People came out of their homes to see what the ruckus was all about. There were a lot of waves, many smiles, and so much respect directed toward the pack. Next, when we made our two stops along the way, the care we felt from the community of motorcyclists struck me deeply. Many participants stepped forward to express their condolences and share memories of past rides with Marianne. It became clear that this was a community that watched out for each other in many of the same ways that I did as her big brother. About midway through the trek, the weather took a drastic U-turn. The sky opened up, and sheets of rain started stinging my face. The ride became challenging and dangerous. There was a brief respite as we rode through the Thorold Tunnel. When we emerged at the other end, I realized that in the confusion of reduced visibility, we had become separated from the pack. That's when I was hit with my biggest revelation of the day. It was our bike and two others riding through the streets of Thorold and then to St. Catharines to arrive at Marianne's celebration of life. The downpour had let up by then, but with just three bikes, we were no longer the center of attention. Drivers came dangerously close, and one motorist backed onto the road without spotting us, forcing Nick to hit the brakes quite quickly. Without safety in numbers, it felt like we were sitting ducks. And, separated from Mishka and Sharon, I was even more anxious for their safety than my own. The theme for the Motorcyclists' Confederation of Canada Awareness Month this year is Riders for Life. As the organization's website explains, the phrase has a double meaning. It speaks to every motorcyclist's love for the open road and how riding is a way of life, a passion. Equally important, it speaks of the motorcyclist's focus on safety, the goal being that every ride ends with a safe arrival home to loved ones. Recently, our website published a press release from the OPP lamenting about an increase in motorcycle fatalities already this year in some parts of Ontario. The gist of the message is that motorcycle safety is a two-way street. Everyone operating a vehicle on roads and highways, whether it has two wheels or more, must take responsibility for their driving behavior. From my experience during that ride last year, it's clear to me that safety is always on the minds of every motorcycle rider out there. It's a fact and a necessity. As drivers of four-wheeled vehicles, we have to learn to share the road with our two-wheeled counterparts. Maybe we don't like the roar of those loud engines or their ability to ride ahead of us along the bicycle lanes while we wait for a Welland Canal bridge. So what? I'm sure we've all sidled into the bike lane to avoid waiting for a car to make a left turn. Admit it, you've done it. And those engines are loud because they have to be heard. The louder the better. Think back to that theme, Riders for Life. My sister's life was taken because the driver of that Toyota Tundra made a careless decision. I am sure, like my nieces and their children, who won't have Marianne to lavish with love this weekend for Mother's Day, will never forget May 23, 2024. And I am sure the driver of that truck won't forget it either.